Well, Father, as we try to come to grips with what it means to have a revelation in the inner man, revelation to the eyes of our heart, as your servant Paul said, of just how broad and wide and deep the love of God is, and just how awesome your Son Jesus is, this man Jesus that we've committed our lives to. We pray, Father, that you would touch us in a supernatural way. We know there's no great accomplishment in doing a bunch of stuff or having a movement that we want to accomplish something, or a mission of believing in something or doing something or lifting something up or striking something down. None of that really means anything. Really, the only issue is that we would be deeply, deeply in love with Jesus, the person, and that he would change every fiber of our being, that he'd rearrange our genetic qualities, that our everything that we are, our minds and our personalities and all that we hope for and all that we want, all of those things would be changed, that we could reflect and embody the person of Jesus together to the world around us. And that you would then be able to move us as you please to do your will, to do your bidding in whatever circumstances. The strange things and the simple things, the courageous things and the everyday things, that you would be able to absolutely move us, and that our personalities and our hearts and our minds would be one with you and one with one another, contending as one man for the faith. That's our deepest cry, Father, and we're not interested in holding anything together in any organizational way. We're only interested in being melted together into you and into one another as you've called us to. So, Father, give us a revelation, something that flesh and blood has not revealed, but that you yourself, the Creator, has touched within us and open the eyes of our hearts to see and to feel and to experience and to live in and to embody in the days that we're in this earthly tent. Our God, please help us. And we know that this is a miracle thing that we're asking for, not just intellectual stimulation or inspiration or academic achievement or mental ascent. It's none of those things, but it's actually a miracle. Just as you said, let the light shine out of darkness. You also can say to each human heart that honestly wants to live for you, you can say, let the light shine out of darkness, and let the face of Christ shine out of the ugly, confused, empty, selfish mess that we would be without you. Let the light of the face of Jesus Christ shine out of the darkness of the human heart that's without him. Father, translate us into the kingdom of the beloved Son in a special way, that we would all be like you in every way. We really, really need you to touch us, not just instruct us this evening. We want to open our eyes and our hearts to that as we go through these thoughts together. Show us who Jesus is, not only from without, but show us from within who Jesus of Nazareth is. Amen.